Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness. How a love for Christ and His Word and His Church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Shera, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble, bold ways. Our topic for today is how to be humble and bold when talking about abortion. How to be humble and bold when talking about abortion. Let me read to you some verses from Psalm 139 to begin our time in this, and then I'll give you four quick ideas of how to be humble and bold when talking about abortion. Psalm 139 begins, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar." This is the psalmist being comforted by God's providence and sovereignty and how He's all-knowing, He's omniscient, and He knows everything about you. It moves in verse 7 to, "And God sees everything about you. He's omnipresent, He's all-present. Where shall I go from your spirit? Where shall I flee from your presence?" And then in verse 13, it shifts to, "God keeps your life. He's omnipotent, He's all-powerful." And that's where I want to focus for a moment. Hear the word, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them." Wow. So this speaks of God's keeping of our life and forming of our life and knitting us together in our mother's womb. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and His works are wonderful. And He, in His book, wrote down every one of our days that He ordained for us before we even had one. How do you be humble and bold when talking about abortion? It's like, how do you address something that is so deeply embedded in so many hearts in terms of whether you are standing for life or whether you insist upon choosing your own way? And as a believer, how can you be humble and bold simultaneously when talking to people about abortion? So I'm going to give you four quick ideas that I hope will be very helpful to you as you navigate this. Number one, humbly ask questions. A lot of times when there's an emotionally charged topic, we want to dive in and just kind of, you know, bust down the door, you know, and just kind of break it down and bring a battering ram. And we should be bringing not a battering ram, but a first aid kit, okay? Humbly ask questions. People's backstory is important, and I think you'd want to find out where the person's coming from before you launch into a tirade. I don't think you should launch into a tirade, but I think you should find out where they're coming from and just ask some questions, okay? Secondly, and I'll go back over these, but then secondly, humbly be merciful. Because when you hear their backstory, let's say the person's had an abortion, you're going to address this, or you should address it, quite differently than if you're debating, you know, whether abortion is right or wrong biblically with a fellow believer, and you both are on equal footing in terms of backstory and having no personal interaction with the act of abortion, okay? And you just have ideas and you have opinions and you've known people that have done that or have, you know, debated it or what have you. So I would say humbly ask questions and then humbly be merciful. So for example, what are some questions you could ask? Well, what's your opinion about this and how did you come to it? Okay, just let them speak. You know, the last thing you want to hear is, "Let me finish," the request of "let me finish" because you're interrupting, right? Just ask questions. And I would, if you know you're in the middle of the topic of abortion, so why do you feel so strongly about it? I truly would like to know. And I'm assuming there's an opponent aspect here, an opposing viewpoints, right? Because if you agree with each other, then you should be on your knees praying to the Lord that he would save lives and that he would lead people to not kill babies. So Christians cannot defend abortion unless they go outside the Bible, unless they go to their own mind. It's interesting that Proverbs says there's a way that seems right to man and it ends in death. And it's interesting that anyone who thinks abortion is okay, that actually ends in literal death because you're killing a real live person who has been made in the image of God, who's been formed in their mother's womb, and God has ordained the days that he ordained for them. And some people that have, you know, that are calloused about it will sometimes almost proudly say, well, yeah, if God already knows how when they're going to die, then what does it matter if I abort them? And it's like, you shall not murder. Okay, that the idea, you don't take one verse and use it against another Bible verse. And the sanctity of human life is so obvious in Scripture. So this is for Christians. And if you've stumbled upon this podcast today and you completely disagree with me, I actually welcome that. And I say, I understand. There's plenty of people. But this is for Christians. Humble Bold is a podcast of how Christians can be humble and bold in navigating, you know, daily life, how a love for Christ and his word and his church even fosters a humble, bold approach to life. And if you're not a believer and you're listening to this and you are saying to yourself, well, I've known plenty of Christians that have not been humble and bold, this is why we're doing this, okay? Please be patient and humbly ask questions. Backstory is important. And humbly be merciful, because backstory really marks someone. So if you find out that the person has had an abortion, don't rail against them. Don't take them to task, because most likely they are under condemnation from their own heart. So just humbly be merciful and humbly ask questions. But when bold comes in, and these are the next two, boldness. Boldly, and here's how I've worded it, pray for openings. What I mean by that is pray for an opening for the gospel. You're not trying to win a debate, I hope. I hope you're trying to win someone over to the truth and to the gospel and to Christ. And I have found so many times that if someone comes to know Christ, God fixes the moral issues in their life as they dive into the Word of God. We don't need to point and wag our fingers at people and say, you're bad and you're doing this and you're going to hell, da 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 da. Just pray for openings for the gospel. And the truth is, without Christ, you are going to hell. Okay? Yes. But boldly pray for openings. And then fourth, boldly give the truth. Boldly give the truth because it matters. The truth matters when it comes to talking about abortion. It isn't adequate for a Christian to gloss over it and say, well, it's a battle that's already been lost. Let's just forget about that. It isn't the kind of thing where we can just whitewash over the truth. It isn't the type of thing that we can ignore it and go, you know, go on our way with a clear conscience. I grieve over the many lives, the millions of lives that have been snuffed out because of abortion. And I'm also grieve over how many people have been told lies as it relates to this. And so boldly give the truth. And the truth is anchored in the Word of God. We are made in the image of God, that God holds all life sacred. And often, again, people that want to defend abortion will say, well, how come you're not caring for the sick and the old and the infirmed, and how come you're not caring for unwed mothers and this, that, and the other? And what's startling to me about that kind of reasoning is, wow, historically the church has been the people who've done all of that and been the merciful ones. And if the church isn't merciful right now, then God break our hearts to be merciful and be humble to admit that. One of the things I don't particularly like is the saying when people say, you need to do better, or we need to do better. Well, sure. Well, can you just say, I need to do better, and just leave it at that? Because sometimes we come up with agendas for entire people groups without knowing their backstory, without knowing their hearts. And look, I know these are things that are not easy to talk about. And even what I've said today, you know, might really be stirring you up. And my heart in this is that you would, as a Christian, would want to humbly ask questions, humbly be merciful to all people, boldly pray for openings for the gospel, and boldly give the truth as it pertains to abortion, because we don't want to go against God. We don't want to be putting ourselves in the way of judgment. We want to do what is good and right and true and beautiful, all for Christ and for his glory. Anyway, boy, I know we could go on and on, but thank you very much for joining me today for Humble Bold. I truly hope that this has helped you be a more humble, bold follower of Jesus Christ.